Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
You there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, so you know the deal. Legally, I have to ask you this. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not coercing you to do this. You gave us the phone number and set the whole deal up, correct?
Correct.
This isn't for any concert tickets. We're not giving you Foo Fighters tickets that you didn't win 2 years ago. None of that. That's not funny, Fat Boy. He didn't win them. I'm sorry for him, Chance. I apologize. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial the number right now. When she answers, talk to her. She won't know she's on the radio. And then ultimately, when you let the cat out of the bag and all that, then we'll jump on too, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Apparently, this varies by state as far as having to give it back. Raw Binario said in South Carolina, it has been ruled before that they have to give it back.
Yeah, is a P1 Tech stand who got a judgment against his ex over a ring.
In Florida, anything goes.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Good morning. Hello?
What?
Hello?
What?
How
what
are you this time morning? All right, I was just calling to say that I
blocked you. I blocked you. I blocked your number. Can you take a hint? I am done, okay? Just stop. Stop. Just stop, okay?
She's gone. She hung up. Chance. Well, God, they didn't hang up on her.
Yeah.
She hung up.
I thought she might do that.
Why do you tell us any of this stuff? We could have rearranged it a different way. Okay. All right. We'll call her back this time and just...
You don't want me to do anything off, right? You just want me to...
Well, Jimmy, what do we do? We not block it this time and then... Well, she won't answer then. How do we handle it?
She might answer if it's not his. Like, it was blocked either way.
Okay, unblock it then. And then when she answers, we'll just tell her what's going on.
But if the phone rings twice at 7:35 a.m., don't you think it's the same person calling back if you just hung up on him?
Well, you would assume.
Probably.
I mean, I would.
Chance, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. We're going to call her back, but we're not going to block it this time. We'll just tell her she's on the radio and then get right into it, okay?
Hopefully she likes drama.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, Sherry?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks in Greenville, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm fine, hey. I guess.
We're live on the radio right now. Okay, let's explain that. We're live on the radio right now. And
okay.
All right, so you just talked to Chance, your former fiancé?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't look.
I did.
He wants to talk to you. Are you cool with talking to him real quick?
Oh my gosh. I knew something was up.
What do you mean?
Oh my God. I know he was sounding weird. He was sounding like he was putting on stuff and I was like, "What is this?" And yeah. There was an echo in the phone.
Okay.
No.
All right. So, he's got something that he wants to talk to you about. He told us about the ring and the breakup and the whole family drama and all this stuff.
Okay, great. All the family drama. Mm-hmm. Did he tell you why we broke up?
He said
family drama?
I do want to say this on his part. He was very protective of it. He said, I don't want to get into any of that. That's for her and her family to deal with. I just want to talk about what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he said you had family drama.
He said it was you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, I'm so sorry, guys. No. Chance cheated on me. He cheated on me.
Chance.
Yeah, he cheated on me. That's right. Yeah, guess he left that part out, right?
Chance?
You there, Chance?
Yes.
How's that family drama if you cheated on her?
Because he cheated on me with a family friend. And my daddy found out and went over to Chance's shop and punched him.
He didn't punch nobody out here. Look, I said at the beginning, before we called you, that I would offer to take the ring back and sell it and split the profits with you. So why don't we just go ahead and do that?
Like I would ever even get that money back. Like, you'd ever give it back to me. No. Plus, you cheated on me. You did this. You did this. What are you not understanding there?
Look,
why do you deserve anything else from me?
Cherry, I'm sorry, all right? I made a mistake, and I'm just hurting a little bit now, and I need that money back to pay my granny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're hurting because my daddy came over and whipped your ass. That's what happened.
But did you see anything?
You sent me a picture of your bloody nose after he left. You told me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can understand
why you tell
she
me.
Doesn't trust him. I mean, you know, he kind of broke that.
God bless.
The trust.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, okay, now that this is all out in the air, Chance was so talkative a while ago, and now he ain't saying crap. What about the ring, though, Sherry? Like, is it still in your possession, or is that already been found a new home?
The ring, no, I mean, I have the ring. I have it. I haven't sold it or anything. It's just there.
Yeah.
God, this is just crazy. Oh, my God. I guess it's crazy. This is a weird morning. I mean, God, I'm on the Rice Guys.
Good
I mean,
morning.
I love you guys.
It's our 16th birthday show, too. Can you believe that? You're here now.
This is
crazy.
Boy. Yay. Let's get a cake. Oh, my gosh. Chance, I mean, I'll take the high road. Okay? You know what? You guys are nice. He did this to you. He did this to me. This is who he is. Cut him out of your life right now. Okay? I can send the ring. And then you give it back to Chance? Can I send it to you and you give it back to him?
Let's give it to him? Hell no.
Please. I don't want to do
it. No. No. I don't even need corporate to veto that. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't want any exception of that ring.
Yeah, we can't be in possession of that or in transit with it or anything.
We're just the media liaison.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, Chance, I'll send it to your mom, okay? You can get it from your mom, all right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's nice of you to take the high road. Paige is sitting here shaking her head no. Like, don't you think maybe you deserve at least to take the half of the few thousand dollars that it would retain in value, maybe?
Did he say a few thousand, or are you assuming a few thousand?
No.
Well, he said a few thousand, then we calculated it to be 2,100, but he said he rounded up.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
Chance, I'm not putting words in your mouth, Emma.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay.
You are so... No. Either you're full of crap or you ripped me off. It's $500. The ring is $500. Trust me, I know. It's $500. Maybe $600.
Huh. Somebody done had it looked at.
Yes, I did.
Well, you have to.
It's a lot of money.
You know, it's still a lot of money just to say goodbye to.
Yeah, I mean, so y'all could sell it for like $100 and split 50 apiece.
Yeah, go out to dinner. Somewhere good.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, okay, so in closing, we have come to some kind of terms on this. Sherry will send it to Chance. She'll send it to your mom, and then we'll go from there, and then everything's done. It's over with.
If he can leave me alone after this, that would be great.
You should send your dad over there with the ring. Send your dad over there with the ring.
Oh, gosh.
Chance, I'm kidding. All right, Sherry, thank you.
Sure, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy 16th birthday.
Thank you.
Or whatever, anniversary. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes, thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Chance!
What?
Yes.
Why do you not say the whole, the family drama? You cheated on her.
Well, I mean, I may have left that out, but there is family drama, you know? I mean, her daddy came over and assaulted me, so that's drama.
She said he punched you out.
It was not a good experience, I say that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, at least you get to move on. You don't have to deal with any court system with it. You you just get to move on and you get the ring back. And you know, maybe a buddy of yours will need a ring. You can sell it to him or something. Who knows? There's a million things you can do with it. Check with your mama though, okay?
I absolutely will. You know, and it's perfect. She's actually going to send it to my mama because I actually live with her now. Since Sherry broke up with me, I moved back in.
So she's not going to get it. You're going to be sniping the mailbox, waiting for somebody to pull up. He's going to get it for sure.
You're a porch pirate.
Now, what'd you borrow $700 from your granny for?
Oh. What's that?
If you had 14, did you really pay $2,100 for it? Or did you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Detective Jimmy Jack Jackie. Oh,
somebody has to.
All right, Chance. Good luck with the ring, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all your help this morning.
Okay, thank you. He didn't ever... It's simple right there. He never had... He borrowed all of it from his granny.
Yeah, granny bought the whole ring.
Now, what if she $700 ring. Price. She had it appraised five or six... Dude, boom.
Oh, wait, she could have just said that to, you know, kind of devalue his... you know, kind of deflate him a little bit and take his portion out of it.
Talk about his tiny wiener and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Well, how about this? Some investigative journalism in an Oregon newspaper found some troubling patterns with the Saudi government. Check this out. Sounds like a movie. Five Saudis. They got in trouble in the U.S. and they all vanished before their trial. So this piece...
Vanished?
They disappeared.
Well, yeah.
This thing that was published in the Oregonian, they found that right before these people were supposed to be charged, they just disappeared from the U.S. Total of five Saudi Arabian men have gotten into trouble in the U.S. with the law and vanished in the same similar fashion. Two were accused rapists. Two were suspected, and they were hit-and-run drivers. And the fifth had a child pornography charge, and it was the pornography was found on his computer. All vanished.
How? Hackers?
Well, it seems like, according to this piece, that a mysterious SUV showed up at a house one day and took one person off. And it seems that the government would just pick them up and arrange for the person to just fly out of the country.
Wow. How do we allow that to happen?
No TSA.
Our government tends to let Saudi Arabia do whatever they want to do all the time.
Yeah, isn't it Pompeo or somebody that was over there, you know, waving the finger, got to do this, got to do that?
The Mount Vesuvius.
Shake hands and walk away.
Yeah, I mean, we let them get away with murder, literally. We let them do whatever they want to do, you know. We let them do whatever they like.
You didn't kill him? Okay.
I mean, what do you doing?
He said he didn't kill you. So, yeah.
Show me to the buffet. It's like the weapons inspectors. You got weapons? No? All right.
That's fine. Yeah. They said they don't have them.
Where was it yesterday? Somebody got a gun through an airport.
It was Atlanta, right?
Is it Atlanta?
Oh, I think
it
was. Goodness.
Yeah.
Somebody got a gun through the thing.
Atlanta.
That's frightening.
That's crazy.
But see, if you have money and you have pull, political pull, you can do just about anything in the world.
Oh, you really can.
Yeah.
Get away with horrible crimes and...
I should have stuck with having some political influence.
Bearded heckler.
You know, speaking of that, speaking of my broken tales of my life, Wade Hampton High School got a new football coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were talking about it on the news this morning. Last year's team won one game.
Oh!
I was like, gosh.
They should have brought you back.
Full circle. Yeah. Full circle.
They fell off.
Yeah.
You should have been the parade leader.
So you're saying some people got paid off and all this stuff.
They just... swept them out of the country privately when nobody was looking. They were out on bond, I guess, and just got yanked out of the country.
But I'm saying somebody got paid off because, I mean, you have to have your passport, and that stuff is allegedly checked. Somebody got some, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, all
oil or something
that,
out of this.
How are they related? Well, some of them are students, but still, I imagine the embassy's looking at their people. How would they know?
WMBC.
Well, they were all college students studying abroad, so they the government, the Saudi government knew they were here and knew
they
what they were up to.
Them.
Yeah, watching them and in touch with them, had contact with them. It's one of those things where I imagine that with that kind of money in play, Saudi government money, just take them off to some little airstrip, put them on a private plane, you know, and it just flies away with them.
Wow.
No passport required because you got money.
You ever seen that private airstrip over off Highway 290? Down on the yonder end?
I've seen the one on
101.
101. Yeah, where that neighborhood has a landing strip.
What is that? It's We're not talking about pubic hair. We're talking about a national
landmark. It's a subdivision, but it has a runway.
So does somebody that lived there have a private plane?
You know all those big houses that have those giant garages?
Yeah.
They got planes in them.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
That's awesome. I live there. I had a plane.
That's how you know when you've made, like, oh, I don't live on a golf course. I live at the airport, like on it.
Yeah. I mean,
my driveway is an airport.
I know the one you're talking about. The houses over there are really big and really nice, but the garages are even bigger than the houses in some cases. Sure. They got airplanes in them.
We're the next Mandela.
That's not a garage. That's a hangar.
Wow.
There's places like that around. I mean, up in North Carolina, there's a landing strip. And you see people flying in all the time.
Yeah there's houses like that in Bogota.
Mm-hmm.
Not here.
No.
Just start watching.
Well, that's crazy.
Must be nice to have that kind of money.
No, it's not. It's not nice to be able to go commit crimes and run away from
them.
No,
I'm not saying them. I'm saying have a landing strip.
Must be nice to be able to go commit crimes internationally and pay people off.
Where can I get some of that diplomatic immunity?
But yeah, students, really. I mean, students in other countries, Americans serve time in jail. Our government doesn't cart people off like that.
Yeah, no, that's not true. No. Well, this is Cairo, 1972. No. What year was it? What's the 1972 Olympics? Where was it at?
I don't remember, man. About you, Cairo thing then.
Yeah, it might have been Cairo. But yeah, we've done it before. We should. Hmm. If your people are being held wrongly in another country, have you watched Locked Up Abroad?
But yeah, I mean, these guys weren't necessarily being wrongly accused of anything.
No, they weren't.
But in their eyes, like, it's their perception. Like, oh, this country is holding our kids hostage because they may have committed a crime or something.
They don't care if they did anything wrong. They absolutely do not care if they did anything wrong.
Yeah, they're just...
They do not care. They probably know full well they did something wrong. They just don't care.
Kid in North Korea we didn't get to.
Yeah, that's
And are these rich kids, or are these just kids that are just happen to be from that country and the country's, you know, going the whole nationalism, protecting their kind?
Imagine if they're government-sponsored, getting educations in Oregon. Yeah. They're probably rich kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably come from some money.
They go to Nike University.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, talking about kids, a 16-year-old girl called 911 after her dad took her phone away. She thought she'd show him, but she was actually schooled. So this happened outside of Cleveland on Saturday. Where she reported the theft, and several officers responded to the house. And when she got there, she found out that they had to explain to her, since she was under the age of 18, it wasn't theft. And having a cell phone as a kid is a privilege, not a right. So in the end, she made it worse on herself by calling the cops on her dad or her mom.
And let's go live now to Greene County and listen to the call.
911, where is your emergency?
My father took property, which is an $800 phone that doesn't belong to him. He didn't buy it.
Certainly, if we were busy, it would have been something that was pushed to the back burner, but we still have an obligation to respond.
I want my phone.
I took her phone from her because she's a juvenile.
Okay.
I don't want her to have it.
Okay.
I can't inspect it.
Mother. My property, though, and I don't live here.
But guess what? Everything that you own belongs to your mother and your father. Having a phone is not a right.
It's a trip, okay?
It's like four cars, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the police coming up. They look kind of tough, you know what I'm saying? There are so many hidden apps and little ways that they can hide and cover up things that they're doing on those phones that it's ridiculous. When their attitude changed, then I'll give it back to them.
Ridiculous. You heard him.
So good thing for her, she wasn't charged for misusing the 911 system. But before they left, they did tell her to start following her dad's rules if she wanted her phone back. So, lesson learned.
How was that not misusing it?
I don't know.
It was cool, I guess, you know, you didn't charge. But still, don't say it's not, you know, a misuse.
See, that's what I wonder. It's all state by state, though, right? Because I've seen things like, I saw, again, I hate to reference it again, I'm not being paid by them, but Live PD, in Florida, your kids can drink alcohol as long as you're supervising them. I promise you, I did. Don't look at me sideways. I really saw that. In Florida, minors can drink alcohol as long as they're supervised and given it by their parents in their supervision.
There's a lot of places around the world where that's cool.
And in others, it's aiding to the delinquency of a minor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't know it existed. I was just kind of like, as Fat Boy say, taken back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's, and I Googled it. Yeah, there. I think Missouri's another one, but that's kind of, you know. I'm almost glad that wasn't the situation down here.
Are yeah. You?
Yeah, that's true. Well, then again, it isn't a legal thing to do here, but you know it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know it oh, does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Moose, how you doing?
Yeah. Son, you need some Benadryl?
Oh, I'd rather boy. You drink here than somewhere
yeah,
else.
I've heard that before.
That's the line. Absolutely.
I've
yep.
heard that before.
I remember in high school, there was a certain girl whose mom would host those kind of situations where, all right, you can come here and you can watch movies and drink, but you have to spend the night here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Was she drinking too?
That was the one that came back to the house at night.
And someone told me that they changed the laws, I don't know how many years ago, but you can have alcohol in the car. Just as long as you're not drinking it. But then, of course, they changed those laws.
Yeah.
So it was a lot different back then than it is now.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to this. I think I do. I'll answer this. I do know the canine dogs can't smell alcohol. Like, they're not alerted to alcohol, right? It's just drugs, correct?
I don't know.
All right, it's a good question then. I thought I knew the answer. I guess I don't. I wouldn't imagine they could. I mean, yeah. They smell it, but I don't think they're barking alerted to alcohol, per se.
So do you think this chick's mom was like, I'll host the party if you invite that Harris boy over?
I just want the other story was many years later, so I wonder how many other guys at the sleepover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, some dogs, look, they typically are trained to pick up the scent of cannabis, cocaine, methamphetamines, and ecstasy. Some of them can detect beer and liquor and prescription medications such as Vicodin, Percocet, and Oxycontin. And then you got the ones that sniff out ammunition, firecrackers, and pipe bombs.
Firecracker dogs?
Yeah.
There's some places those are illegal.
How did he get so close to sniffing and it, like, not affect them?
Probably the sulfur.
But then again, like...
Sulfur, probably.
You know, we can sniff out somebody being drunk.
Yeah, that's not hard.
We don't have dog nose. We got people nose. Ain't nearly as good as dog nose.
You got dog butt.
We can sniff out. We can sniff out a drunk nose really easy.
What they have for dinner.
God, don't breathe beer on me anymore, please.
Oh well, do you ever take an inventory of your life to see how you're really spending your 24 hours a day on what you're doing? Because this is going to make you think about your life. There's a study that found that you'll spend 22 hours of your life. 22 years, rather, of your life staring at screens. So this is Americans. We now spend 42% of our waking hours staring at screens. So if you live an average of a life expectancy of 78 years, you're going to spend the equivalent of 7,956 days just staring at a screen.
That's 22 years, huh?
Yes. Okay. That makes you think about what you're wasting your time on. And three out
but
of
not
four-
necessarily. Staring at a screen could also be
staring at a screen.
Working in school, studying for stuff, looking at pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we maximize that screen time to 22 years of our life doing it. I mean, that's a long time. You're not working in school and studying for 22 years.
No.
Fat Boy is. He's working on it.
2 year degree eventually.
Moreover, here's something to talk about.
Almost.
53% of the people in this study say they take breaks from their computer at work just to scroll through their phones and stare at another screen.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
So. I really think, I didn't read the book, and I understand the book is more dark and all this stuff. I really believe that the message with Bird Box is go through life not being distracted by stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, without giving out the ending, you should have seen it. I think you've all seen it by now. Without giving away the ending, that's making it through to the other side. The other side of the, up that mountain and down or heaven or the after or whatever you want to say is like go through life surviving.
Uh-huh.
But with blinders on, in a sense. I think there is a deep. It's not just about her being blindfolded, hiding from ghosts or whatever
right.
it is.
See the forest where the tree.
I think it is.
You think there's a metaphor in there?
Absolutely. I think there's so much metaphors out there we don't recognize in music, movies, art, the whole deal.
The metaphors in every movie and every book.
Absolutely.
You just
metaphor and simile.
Really, pretty dumb to not see the metaphor and the simile and
yeah.
allegories we miss. I mean, they're everywhere, all around us, all the time. We just don't realize it.
Synonyms.
Like comic books have them, and we just don't think about it at all because we're just, hey, I'm dumb.
You sure the message of Bird Box wasn't don't look at people? Just ignore they exist?
I think it just means live your life instead of theirs. You know, their problems at least.
Or trust. Do you trust in yourself first?
Well, you notice the one she cared about the most was, you know, her kids.
Uh-huh.
You got to get...
Well, they weren't her kids. They were just some kids.
You can't give it all away, Jimmy. You just say, told
everybody.
I'm not
at that part yet. I watched half of it.
See, you ruined it for
me. I haven't even seen it.
I'm only in the river.
Well, according to the statistics, everybody in America and Puerto Rico included have seen it.
Oh. All right. I have to catch up with the rest of y'all.
Netflix mania. Running wild, bro.
All right. Oops. Can I just say these Facebook crazes, just don't do it if you don't know anything about it. Or just because someone else thinks it's a thing to do doesn't mean that you should do it as well.
Are you talking about how they're now saying in 2020 that egg could be elected president?
Yeah. Or not that exactly. But
have we moved on from the egg humor now? Is that over with? Is that yesterday?
I haven't been on Facebook religiously, so I'm kind of out of
it. You were on it 10 minutes ago. I was talking to
Angie because we mentioned her, so I was on there. But I don't go through everybody's posts to see what the new trend is. Let me finish a sentence, please. Because apparently there's a new craze on there where people are drinking their own urine.
I haven't seen this. Because they think
it's healthy. So that's what I was getting at. I don't even know it. But
I think Fabboy has seen this, but not on Facebook.
According to people are spreading the message that it can cure diseases, heal your entire body, or give you more energy. But that's not the case. Because it could make you sick and actually stress out your kidneys. What all that stuff that you're filtering out with your kidneys, you're just going to put it back in.
Don't put it back
in. When you're drinking urine. So don't do that.
It's waste.
Don't put it back in.
But who was the baseball player that would piss on his hands to make him give him a better grip on the bat?
Moises Alou, for one.
Yeah.
And then you're also supposed to do it on your feet as well, I understand.
I think Moises even asked other people to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, drinking it. You're right. It's waste. You know.
Apparently, it does nothing for a jellyfish thing.
Really? Yeah,
it's just a prank on your friend who got stung.
Oh, it is.
R. Kelly's going to live to be 300.
So people are using it as eye drops, mouthwash, or even enemas. I would not do that. You don't need to mix areas like that.
Was this a science project?
It's just something.
Some whiz kids figured it out.
I've seen like the weirdest stuff on YouTube.
That was courtesy.
Saying,
I know it was.
You can save money on lipsticks by using crayons, but you don't want to put chemicals on your face anywhere like that.
Like and makeup.
Don't use other things as makeup unless your doctor tells you. And don't drink your own urine because you're just putting the stuff that you filtered out back in.
To answer the texter at 72341, also probably works on anyone else's, they were asking. Paige said, drinking your own, but what about anyone else's?
No, it's not a good idea.
Not going to mix it up.
Yeah.
You got to keep your kidneys clean.
This can't be a craze.
Everything. It can be because, again, the freaking Pied Piper is leading everybody out of town.
But we're not that bad off. I mean, pretty soon we'll be putting Brondo on our plants.
A year ago, kids were eating deodorant pods.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Good point. Yeah, I never saw one.
I've never known anybody who did that.
Yeah, I never heard of anybody who doing it in reality. It was apparently a big thing.
Kids were eating them before mom even knew it was a product. It's weird, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm. Wow. Live and learn.
Advertisements.
Don't believe what you read.
Advertisements.
I'm telling you, those laundry pods have been around for years, man.
Tide Pods?
Since 2012.
And why is it just that one product and not all of them?
Well, you know, what are the generic brands? Great Value Pods.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Okay. Arm & Hammer Pods.
They don't get you high.
Well, I ate AirPods the other day. Did nothing for me. Choked me a little bit.
Yeah. You're a little chewy.
Oh, boy.
Crunchy.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh.
If it was nine, it'd be arm or a hammer. You know, he's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You actually tweeted a celebrity yesterday, that fat boy. You know what? I want to go on to my.
Is it?
I wouldn't call him a celebrity.
Well, okay. So I'm remembering that from my mind. Let me go back on the Twitter and see what it was.
I remember who it was now.
Who was it?
It was the dude that married Kacey Musgraves. Because I kind of knew who she was. And when Nine talked about her, I looked her up and found out she was married.
Oh, yeah.
To the guy that looks like Virgil Simpson.
Yeah, that's right.
So I tweeted at him.
And of course, just found out who at Kacey Musgraves' chick is. She's pretty hot. How in the hell did you land that? At Rustin Kelly. You look like a skinny Virgil Simpson, lucky bastard. You must have a damn hammer like at Nueve. That's all I can figure. Hashtag music.
Hashtag music.
I was hoping the mainstream would pick it up if I put a little music on there.
Did you get a reaction from anybody?
No, I don't on Twitter anymore.
I don't give up.
I'm going to get off there.
Don't give up.
I'm on there now because Aaron Rodgers and you guys, that's it. And Trevor Lawrence, hopefully soon.
But Aaron Rodgers, he tweeted you or liked you or something one time, right?
We were talking.
Yeah.
He got busy, I guess.
My greatest tweet ever was from Dwayne Johnson. I'll never forget it. I saved that on my drive. Like, I want to print it out like an 8x10.
I want to see it.
When The Rock tweeted me. It was real, too.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was legitimate, verified. The Rock tweeted me. I was like, God.
What was it?
Huh?
His
phone number.
Yeah. Now I'm jealous.
No. And stop with the Make-A-Wish jokes. It was not. I was complimenting him on a movie. Yes, John Cena does all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, Paige, award-winning. Great journalism. Thank you so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, emailed. Every way you contact us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. Paige is going to have you $1,000 in here in mere moments with the P1 payoff when she gives that to you and spells it correctly. Text that to 72881, 72881. You want to do some winning on the way out?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
What did Fat Boy injure laughing on yesterday's show? What did Fat Boy injure laughing? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. 72341. 93rd correct answer. You're going to be the winner.
More Papa Roach tickets tomorrow and a brand new Facebook fussing. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 7. Does that still work?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Text podcast to 72341. Paige going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
that
Rocks.
Is back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.